What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Knowledge Junkie Podcast. This is KJ, and today I'm going to speak on value and, like, the information that's most valuable to me. I could first start off with what I learned from Joe Rogan. He said, every time things go wrong, every time things feel terrible, you have an opportunity to learn from whatever makes you feel terrible and never allow it to happen again. And since then, my ability to cope with setbacks in life has seemed much more understandable since I knew that there was a lesson within it. And my next point is, I realized, like, what gave me the most hope was reading that the art of being lucky lies where procrastination ends. And this was something that I read in a book called The Richest Man in Babylon. I'm going to say it again. He said, the art of being lucky lies where procrastination ends. And I also use this philosophy for daily motivation and just to see how far I could get away from procrastination. My next point is the reality of investing in myself as much as possible was a main goal of mine, because I've heard too many successful people say that you get out of it what you put into it, which I later on realized was a universal law. So I knew I had no choice but to focus on, you know what I'm saying, like, what was more valuable on the working side. And, my sense of confusion about constantly feeding my audience with valuable information has slowly begun to make sense after hearing Mark Zuckerberg mention that entrepreneurs have this laser ability to find where they have the most impact. You know what I'm saying? And this made me realize, like, how I wasn't tripping and how all I got to do is to continue to do what I feel like is that I'm best at, which was constantly reading, constantly writing, and finding a way to put it in words so my audience could receive it and benefit from it. You know, and the fear of working so hard to become valuable has slowly shrunk after hearing Lil Wayne mention in the old interview with P. Diddy that they ask you why you work so hard. He said, they ask you why you work so hard. You ask them why not. You know, and this made me believe in him way more because of his current accolades and all the success that he has to show for it. And the mentality that also helped me to have hope and faith that my effort was one day going to pay off. Like, basically letting me know that I wasn't doing all this work and that I'm doing for no reason. And one of the two last things I want to speak on is I'm thankfully that I learned from Dame Dash that he said this. He said, the thing that I know about concern and worry is, like, the only cure for it. It's work. I'm going to say it again. He said, the thing I know about concern and worry is, like, the only cure for it is work. And from that point, like, I knew I had to put much more work in just to respect myself on a level of where I knew that every day I was doing something to achieve a goal that I set out to achieve. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, in our reality, like, I realized, like, the only thing that really worried me the most and the only thing that I was concerned about was my goals that I wanted to achieve. And, you know what I'm saying, I learned from Dame Dash that the only cure for that, for the concern and worrying that you're going through, is to put that work in. So that's what I plan on to continue to do, is continue to work till I get to the level of me respecting myself enough of knowing that I put enough work in to get where I want to be at. And the last thing I want to speak on is something that I learned from Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? He said, No. The last thing I want to speak on is when I heard Will Smith speak on the keys to life. He said, he first started off by saying how there's millions of people who have lived before us. And he finished off by saying, there's no problem that you can't have that someone else hasn't already solved and wrote about it in a book. So the keys to life is running and reading. And, you know, that philosophy just struck a chord in me. You know, he said, it became so self-explanatory to me, to the point where I knew I had to keep writing, only because I may be solving problems for the people who's currently here and the people who will be here after I leave this earth. That's all I had to speak on today. Today's topic was on value. And tomorrow I'm going to speak on progress. I just want to appreciate everybody for listening. It's KJ.